And we now have with us U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Malin Matute. And she, of course, oversees right now. I have a chance to visit with her, if you don't mind giving us the basics of where you're stationed, some of your responsibilities. And we welcome you today via Skype.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Well, you know, a little bit about where we are. Just Baghdad, Iraq. And I can just tell you that is, you know, different from being back at home. But we make the best of it while we are here. So pretty excited to serve our country and do my little part.
And, of course, you've been the general's enlisted aide. That sounds pretty important. Do you want to tell us what that involves? I don't know if you have a typical day, but maybe what a typical day is like for you?
Oh, yes. So, basically, we are we help facilitate their daily missions. I take care of – I'm his personal chef. That's one of the main responsibilities I have. I plan to execute his social events here and back at home as well. You know, he's involved with the coalition partners. So there we have events that, you know, I host. And, you know, basically a regular day for me would be preparing his breakfast, or if I need to prepare any bags for him for his travels and stuff like that, I do that too. His meals throughout the day. Just anything that he needs that I can facilitate him with time, I'm there for him.
I guess at some point we should tell everybody, we're talking, of course, about U.S. Army Major General Joseph Martin, commander there of the Combined Joint Forces Land Component Command. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. You're correct.
And I know that I was just told before we started to visit that you are re-enlisting. You have a very important day, in fact, coming up. And tell us a bit about that, if you could.
Well, you may know by now, you know, tomorrow we celebrate the 100 years of the 1st Infantry Division. It's a pretty exciting moment for all of us. You know, we have been, it's been pretty memorable throughout the years for the 1st Infantry Division since we've been involved in every war except for the Korean War. And it's pretty relevant, you know, to actually have the ceremony in a combat zone. Is still doing our part, you know. So I'm pretty excited. It's an honor, you know, to be able to add up some more years to my contract and just be part of this team. So I think that's a great way to celebrate it for me.
No doubt. And so you picked the day especially that June 8th was the day you were going to do this then.
Yes, ma'am. I actually, that was the plan. I thought it was pretty memorable to do. So, you know, that was my way of celebrating it.
And I guess tell us more about yourself. I guess Honduras is kind of what you call home. I mean, tell us a little bit about your background, if you don't mind.
So, yes, I was born in Honduras, and I moved to the United States at the age of 15. And my hometown is North Charleston, South Carolina, where I graduated high school there. And right after that, I joined the Army in 2010. And it's been a journey of 7 years so far.
So, yes, actually, South Carolina, I guess that area would be more your hometown area. But, you know, I don't know, things that you miss about being back in the States and, you know, just any thoughts that way and any wishes for the people at Fort Riley or in our area?
Well, you know, definitely miss family back at home. So, you know, I'm just Fort Riley is a very welcome community, very awesome supporting of the troops community. And I actually love Fort Riley. So I just want to thank the people from just the whole community itself for always being there for us. And I just hope everyone is enjoying themselves back at home, and we can't wait to come back.
And, you know, as you were talking about your responsibilities earlier, too, it made me think almost like being a mom. I mean, you know, you take care of you take care of the Major General's needs when it comes to sleep and food and that kind of thing. You might talk about, I'm sure you got all kinds of background on that working with your family through the years, too.
Yes, you know, it's a, it's taking care of others is what my family instilled in me since I was a very since I was very little. So, you know, I just do it. It's a passion of mine. You know, my job is food service. You know, outside of this program I'm doing for him, it's food service. So, you know, on a regular day, I will be in a what we call a dining facility feeding the soldiers. So, you know, that's just something I have in me just to take care of others. And I think this job, I mean, I'm really grateful that I can do something. You know, even if it's something so small as providing him a meal that can boost his morale for the day, I think it's just it's a morale booster for me as well.
The story of how you were selected to do what you do, I think, would be very interesting for our listeners too.
Well, it was just this one particular day that it just was a sequence of events that I was not expecting. So at the time when I got the call that I was going to get interview, you know, I got excited. I went through the interview with the boss and everything. And I was supposed to wait on a call back whether I got the job or not. At the time, I was working night shifts in a dining facility. I was I was in charge of the night baking section. So I would get off around 8 in the morning and stuff like that. But that next day happened to be my promotion to staff sergeant. And that was my re-enlistment day as well. So I had to stay, you know, after I got off around 8 a.m. And I had to stay there, you know, to wait for my ceremony for promotion and re-enlistment. And so I was pretty tired. You know, I went through the whole ceremony and I stayed a bit to celebrate with my coworkers and everything. So around 4 p.m., I'm getting home. And the assistant of my boss, he called me and said, oh, he will be calling you this evening around 6 o'clock. And please make sure you are by the phone. He's going to tell you whether you got the job or not. So I was like, okay, great. So I got home. I was very, very tired. I hadn't slept in like probably more than 24 hours. But I did set up my alarm around the time that the boss was going to call me to say whether I got the job or not. So I overslept through the phone call, basically. And I just, when I woke up, about 30 minutes later after the phone call, my heart just dropped. I really thought I had lost the job because of the missed call. So, but no, I called back, and thankfully the boss got on the phone and he just told me I had the job. And that one day I just felt like I hit the jackpot. You know, I re-enlisted, I got promoted, and I got this job that I was waiting for a while, and which is a big accomplishment in our field area, which is our work as food service personnel. So it was just a pretty memorable day. So that's he found it interesting. So I think, you know, that's my story.
Thanks again for sharing. And again, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Mayla Matute with us today.